We had a plan for Halloween, a family costume, and every single bit of it has gone to crap, and it is all my husband Ben's fault.
Dang, Ben.
Okay, it is.
Why you must do that? Been a bad idea.
No, it was a great idea. He was on board. He was absolutely on board for the first time ever. I thought, you know what? This is too good to be true, and it turns out it was.
What was it?
You're not going to believe this. We were going to go as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Marvel movie.
Yes.
Marvel franchise. Okay.
I never in a million years thought that I would be saying that, but my kids and my husband and I are, I mean, we're all into the Marvel movies.
Right.
I used to say, okay, it's kind of nerdy, but then I watched one with
my
kids.
Oh, when I talked about it, she's like, I'll never watch those.
You know how I say that I don't apologize unless I mean it? I'm sorry that I said that to you.
And for Game of Thrones, because you didn't want to watch that either. You didn't.
Well, I did. Remember,
but
I
did
started
it,
and I was like, I can't.
You're like, I don't really like it.
Yeah, but then I got back
I'm
into
like,
it.
Watch it.
Yes.
Okay.
But with Guardians of the Galaxy and Marvel, I thought, okay, that's very nerdy. You know, comic booky, whatever, can't get into it. Then we started watching it, and Matt, I'll apologize to you too, because you were always telling me, and
Thank
I said you.
You
were a nerd. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And so Guardians of the Galaxy to me is one of the funnier ones.
Funny, great music. It's
great
amazing.
Music. And you just laugh out loud. And so we had decided that we were going to go as a family because the kids were all about it as Gamora, who's the one that has like the lime green skin. Peter Quill. That's who my husband was going to dress up as. Nora is Groot. And Henry is dressing as the trash panda. Rocket.
Oh, Rocket. Yes. Rocket's amazing.
Sounds pretty dorky to me. That wasn't your original plan for your husband.
No. Originally, I wanted him to dress as Drax.
Right.
And Ben said, absolutely not. There is way too much.
Too much makeup.
Too much that goes on with that.
Yes.
No.
No shirt.
Drax is bald and he has tattoos all over his head. So it would have really taken like a lot of work because, you know, full head of hair and whatnot.
Oh,
anyway.
Rub it in my face.
I'm not on Katie's side anymore.
Yeah. We hate Katie now.
So
me
said,
and Matt are bald.
Don't you think I would be a better Peter Quill? And I said, yeah, I could see that too. Sure. As long as he was into it.
Yeah,
I was
sure,
into, I didn't
matter.
Care.
Yeah.
I did not care. So what did I do? I went about my planning, and that included finding the things that I needed. Yes, it was some shopping on Amazon. Yes, you know, to have things delivered. But it was also going around and trying to find certain things that would be great for the costume. Well, my husband says to me, I don't have anything for the costume because apparently the mask that I bought for him was so tight he couldn't breathe.
Well, I can see that.
Like,
you need to breathe now, Ben.
So what? It is a tradition on Halloween to wear a mask and you can't breathe. Hello.
Yeah, that's
no,
how it
it's
goes.
Not.
Yes, it is.
A lot of the costumes you can breathe now, like. You know,
now.
Like Matt's costume was a great costume mechanic because he could still breathe and run.
Yes,
if you have a mask on, you know what another thing I don't like about masks?
What?
You don't know who the person is. So like you go approach the neighbor and the neighbor doesn't know who you are. So you can't say, oh, hey, guy, that's a great costume because you don't know if it's a normal trick-or-treater.
You can lift him up mostly. But that's the point. Is
and
Star-Lord,
you could take the mask off.
I don't really know what
he's
they look
always
like.
Wear the mask.
And these names sound ridiculous to me. But okay.
And that was the weird thing with my costume. Jason kept complimenting it because he said, you can really run in that.
Bizarre.
So
I couldn't run
in mine.
So bizarre.
Chris Pratt plays Star-Lord. You've seen it. But I mean, he doesn't have to have the mask.
You don't have
it's
to have
it. It's like a leather jacket with guns.
Yeah. Right, which I thought, okay, that'll be easy enough. But according to my husband, wasn't.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
He went on a trek. He went to different, any kind of store, really, looking for this very, there's a couple different outfits that Peter
like
Quill
Goodwill.
Wears. But Goodwill, yes, but then also several vintage stores. Ben found a couple jackets. We found a couple jackets, but they didn't fit. Because they are vintage, and so they come, it's not like an assortment of sizes.
Does your husband Ben need to lose weight?
No, he's 6'3".
Oh, I got
and
you.
And he's, you know, like he's a big guy.
Oh, yeah, so back in the day, people were more my size.
Yeah, and that's a lot of the, not always, but when you're looking for something very specific, it turns out that you don't have a lot of variety in sizes.
Sure,
that is true.
Then after we leave the stores and we're very depressed because I can see right now that this is just not gonna, you know, it's just not gonna come together. Mm-hmm. I have my stuff. He doesn't have his costume. And we're going to a Halloween costume party at a friend's house. And there is a prize on the line. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win it. I don't know. I just want to win.
It was one of Katie's friends. I'm sure it's pretty nice.
I just want to win because I love Halloween so much. And there's also a family Halloween thing that we're going to and you can win best family thing. And so I have all these visions of accepting these awards.
Wow.
And your acceptance speech.
And it's all down the tubes and it's all Ben's fault. All right. Well, apparently my husband, Ben, is on the phone.
Yes.
And I guess he's going to try to defend himself. That's next.